What is going on, all you beautiful people out there? It is me, it is Sunny Salem, and I know that I'm a day late and a dollar short. Welcome to episode 46 of Drawing the Line with Sunny Salem, right here on Cheap Heat and Cheap Pops. You guys know I normally get my impact review for the week out a little bit sooner than this, and I must apologize. With the Christmas time quickly approaching, I am finding myself quite busy. But one of the benefits, I guess, to delaying this is the fact that I was able to see the ratings for this episode of Impact. Normally, when I complete my review, I usually do so before the ratings are out. Unfortunately, the ratings didn't climb as high as they did last week. As we know, they hit an all-time high with the arrival of Kenny Omega. Unfortunately, they didn't have the same success. They were still up, but not nearly as much. I kind of think that's a little bit unfortunate because I thought that this was a really good show, and I would have to say, given some of the news that's come out from this show, I would kind of be kicking myself as a fan because this was actually a really good episode. So let's get into it. We started off with Caleb with a K in the ring. He, of course, is introducing Tennille Dashwood. She is going to be facing Alicia Edwards. She comes down to the ring with her husband, Eddie Edwards. Alicia is in control. Tennille is able to turn it around fairly quickly. Eddie Edwards is quite vocal outside the ring. He is cheering Alicia on. She pumps herself up as well, rallies with some shots. Caleb pulls Tennille out of the ring for safety. Eddie Edwards approaches on the outside. Caleb hits Eddie with his bag. Alicia flies to the outside to take out Caleb. While this is happening, Tennille goes back in the ring. She is able to hit Alicia with the spotlight kick for the win. After the match, the ICU scan code hits. We see Sami Callihan on the screen. He says, "Here he comes to save the day. Are you wondering where I'm coming from? We could attack each other from behind forever. But here's the deal. Cuddle up to your family over the holidays, as it may be the last time you do." So they're going to be settling. Well, they're not settling anything. Who are we kidding? This is Sami Callihan and Eddie Edwards we're talking about. But they're going to be continuing their feud well into the new year. I like this little bit with the continuation with the Eddie Edwards and Sami Callihan feud. Could care less really about the match that happened. The end, to me, was the saving grace of this segment. Next, we go to Gia Miller backstage with the Motor City Machine Guns. She is talking about their three-step plan. Alex Shelley says, yes, first was Triple XL. He says, you know what? It's easier for those guys to lose weight than to make a name off of us. He says, the second step, the North. They're too much into fighting with each other right now to even come close to beating us. And then he said, step three, the Good Brothers. Chris Sabin says, they're coming for the Good Brothers. They still have their rematch clause. Doc Gallows is injured, but he's like, you know what, Carl Anderson, you're here and we have a match tonight. So that's going to be a great match coming up later on in the episode. Next, we cut to footage of Don Callis, Kenny Omega, and Carl Anderson on the bus. Don Callis is like, what is this? You hear this? Kenny Omega is also riling up Carl Anderson as well. They're like, you know, like, these guys couldn't even make it in Japan. You know what? They stole your name. Like, they're really riling him up here. They're like, go get him, go get him. And Carl Anderson leaves, and he is definitely ready for a fight. Just like last week, good to see these guys back together again. Can't complain about that in any way, shape, or form, I don't think. Next, we see Carl Anderson backstage, and he runs into Rich Swann. He asks Rich if he's seen the Motor City Machine Guns. Rich says, you can wait till your match. Like, you got a match later. And Carl Anderson's like, no, I'm going to go knock them out. Rich Swann is like, why? Because Kenny Omega said so? You know, Rich Swann still has some hurt feelings for not being on the list and being blocked by security. Carl Anderson says, Kenny is my friend. At this point, the Motor City machine guns show up. Carl Anderson decides to wait for their match. He leaves, and Rich says to the machine guns that he's scared as soon as he saw them. Not so sure if it was fear there so much as it was strategy. Next up is an in-ring promo from Moose. He says, Willie Mack isn't cleared to compete for a few weeks. And I did that and I wasn't even angry. People don't understand what I'm capable of when I'm angry. Everyone is talking about the Impact title and Rich Swann. Rich, I respect you, but call Willie Mack up and ask him what pain feels like. Willie Mack then comes out and the security is stopping him on the ramp. Willie Mack says, I'm not mad at you. I'm mad that others are stopping me from competing. He's like, I want you in an I Quit match at Genesis. Moose asks Willie Mack, are you sure you want an I Quit match with me? Willie Mack enters the ring, so the security is holding the two apart. One of the security guards ends up ripping Moose's suit. Moose just snaps completely and destroys the security guard. He then leaves the ring. And Gia Miller is waiting for him backstage. He says he's tired of indie wrestlers coming here for opportunity as security guards. Don't touch me. You couldn't last 3 minutes with me. Ooh, I think there's going to be something coming up with 3 minutes here. I really kind of didn't like that shot at the indie wrestlers. Everybody is welcome to opportunity. Even if Moose does not agree. I thought that was kind of a really low blow. Wasn't a fan of that, I have to say. It kind of left a little bitter taste in my mouth. I'm not too sure why it bothers me so much, but it really does. Next, we see Chris Bay backstage. He runs into Rohit Raju. He starts making fun of him for losing his title. Rohit says, you know what? You lost your match too, and at least I've got a rematch. Chris Bay says he was gonna give Rohit an idea, but never mind. Rohit says, wait. And Chris Bay says, if you are able to take off Manic's mask, they'll have to give you back the title. I've got a match against Manic tonight. Rohit and Chris Bay leave. Oh, Rohit. For as bright and clever and sneaky as he is, he always seems to fall for Chris Bay's stunts. Yeah, it's kind of weird. Anyways, next we go to an All Elite paid advertisement from Tony Khan and Tony Schiavone. Tony Khan says he is not going to stop Kenny Omega from showing up on Impact because essentially it's just free publicity and press for them. That was pretty funny. He also says that this ad is going to help fund Impact, so they're welcome. He says Don Callis didn't teach him anything about the wrestling business. Tony Schiavone says, where do you even find access? I get that this is, I guess, is an obscure channel in the US. For us in Canada here, it's on the Fight Network, so it's super handy and not out of the way to find or anything like that. They promote the card for Dynamite. And then Tony says, Don, you are more than welcome to come along and I'll teach you your lessons on Dynamite. So another little segment here. I really like these, like I said last week. I think they're pretty funny. I think they're super effective. And I like the cross branding happening. Next up is an Eric Young video package. He said he recently lost his mother to sickness. He says sickness must be removed and destroyed. I figured out what my purpose is. We then see Cody Deaner sitting across the table from Eric Young. And he is handcuffed to this table. Eric Young says he will baptize him in the water of change. Next, we go to a match between Chris Bay versus Manic. This is a non-title X Division match. Chris Bay on the attack at the start. Manic with a tilt-a-whirl into a torture rack that was pretty impressive. Chris Bay hits the elbow out of the corner to get control. Manic goes to the outside and disappears. Rohit is looking under the ring. But Manic pops up on the corner to surprise Chris Bay from behind. Manic then with a go to sleep, and Chris Bay follows up with a low blow. Rohit comes in the ring. Chris Bay starts arguing with Rohit. Rohit ends up hitting Chris Bay. The ref calls the match. Manic is disqualified, and Chris Bay wins via disqualification. I don't know why they're so focused on this. I'm kind of like, let it go. I don't think this should be the point of contention between the two is the mask. I don't. They have some bad blood between them now, and I would like to see them evolve that storyline a little bit more as opposed to just relying on the easy go-to of the mask. I'd like to see some depth in this storyline, I think. Great match, though. Matt at Chris Bay, awesome, awesome in the ring. Next, we go to our Impact flashback moment of the week. It is from A Final Resolution 2006. It is when Sting returns to Impact. He returns to team up with Christian, and they are going to be taking on Jeff Jarrett and Monty Brown. Nice little tie-in to what happened in All Elite with Sting's return. As we know, Sting has done work with Impact and TNA in the past, so it makes sense that they would use this as their flashback. It makes a lot of sense, and I think it was a good use of the flashback. Next, we go to Ethan Page. He finds Josh Alexander backstage. Ethan Page says, "Everything will be fine." Josh Alexander says, "You need to listen to me. We cannot be a team right now. You need help." Ethan Page says, "I'll go get help. We'll always have your back." Josh Alexander is all confused and he's like, "We?" All of a sudden, Brian Myers enters and suggests to Josh Alexander that they team up. Josh Alexander says he'd rather kick his ass. I thought that was pretty good. Good storytelling here. Like I've said, this is killing me watching the North disintegrate. Shit, they're probably the top team for me this year as far as their run in the tag team division overall. When I compare all the companies, I would say they're probably my top team. So this is really hard to watch. Next, we see Don Callis, Kenny Omega, and Carl Anderson on the bus. Carl Anderson is like, "God, Rich Swann, did you hear that?" Kenny Omega says, "Forget him. He's Rich the bitch." Yes, he is, Kenny. Yes, he is. I love that Kenny said that because you guys all know I'm not a fan of Rich Swann at all. Don Callis is like, "Are you going to take that?" Carl Anderson leaves. Kenny Omega tells Don that he's pissed off and he's not happy with Rich Swann. He says, "Sorry for what I'm about to do." Dun, dun, dun. Little effective foreshadowing there. Next up is a match out of our Knockouts Tag Team Title Tournament. It is two of the top teams in the tournament, Kiera Hogan and Tasha Steelz versus Rosemary and Taya Valkyrie. Taya Valkyrie and Rosemary in control of Tasha Steelz at the start of this match. Rosemary is also in control of Kiera Hogan until Tasha Steelz kicks her from the outside behind the ref's back. Kiera Hogan and Tasha Steelz start isolating Rosemary in their corner. Rosemary with the upside down to Tasha Steelz. Kiera Hogan takes out Taya Valkyrie in her corner so she can't make the tag. It is effective. Rosemary with the spear to Tasha Steelz. She is finally able to tag in Taya Valkyrie. Taya Valkyrie with a spear to Kiera Hogan then. At this point, Deonna Purrazzo and Kimberly come down. They take out Rosemary. Deonna Purrazzo with a flatliner to Rosemary on the ramp. Kiera Hogan is able to pin a distracted Taya Valkyrie for the win, and Kiera Hogan and Tasha Steelz advance in the tournament. I'm a little bit surprised by this, I have to say. I really thought that this would go to Rosemary and Taya Valkyrie. I thought they would be a perfect team to be the new tag team champions. I'm a little bit disappointed that they didn't go further here. I get that Kiera Hogan and Tasha Steelz have been working together well, but Rosemary and Taya Valkyrie, I think they could have used that partnership a little bit further because they're an odd pairing, but they complement each other well. Next, we go to more of the video package of Eric Young and Cody Deaner. Eric Young says that good stories are lies. "You've given up everything to wrestling, Cody. You're waiting for it to give back, and it won't ever do that. A sickness can't give back. It's a parasite that you didn't see." Cody Deaner repeats Eric Young's words, and then we see an image of Joe Doering being released from a jail cell. These little vignettes that they're doing are pretty good and pretty effective. I like the kind of cinematic feeling to these video packages. The storytelling and even the verbiage being used is quite well done, I have to say. Next, we see Kiera Hogan and Tasha Steelz celebrating backstage. Tasha Steelz claims she doesn't know where the money is, and she even goes to show Kiera Hogan the fanny pack. Kiera, of course, doesn't believe her. Johnny Swinger enters and starts hitting on them again. They leave, and Johnny Swinger sees Tasha Steelz's fanny pack. He opens it, Seth, he finds a kayfabe compartment. He looks in there and he finds the money, and he is pretty happy indeed. So Tasha is lying to her partner. This can't bode well for further on in this tag team tournament. And I have to say, that's a shame, because if they're not going to take it all, Rosemary and Taya definitely should have gone further, like I said. Next up is a match between Josh Alexander versus Brian Myers. Ethan Page comes down. Brian sends him into the post really hard. He is knocked down. They say he is knocked out. Brian Myers in control. Josh Alexander fighting back, though. Ethan Page then enters the ring, not as himself, but as Karate Man. Karate Man starts kicking Brian Myers multiple times. The match is stopped by the ref, of course. Josh Alexander is really frustrated by Karate Man, and he leaves the ring. Ethan Page, man, he is having a full-on breakdown. I like it. I like the way they're doing it, I have to say. Next up is another Eric Young video package. He says he is offering the truth. We see Cody Deaner again parroting back everything Eric Young is saying. He says they are laughing at you, not with you. You are baptized in the holy water of change. We get to see water flowing over Cody Deaner's head, and he says you are free, and we see the handcuffs removed from the table. So, this is interesting. The sickness, is it growing? Or are they taking out the sickness? I guess it depends on how you want to look at it. Next up, we see AC Romero. He finds Tommy Dreamer backstage and says that Larry D was set up. Tommy Dreamer tells him to prove it and wishes him good luck. Tommy then walks up to Rhino and Cousin Jake and says, we need to deal with this quickly, referring to the Eric Young, Joe Doering, Cody Deaner situation. He says, end this before it gets worse. Oh, Tommy Dreamer, it's getting a lot worse, buddy. It is now time for our main event of the evening. It is Carl Anderson of the Good Brothers versus Chris Sabin with Alex Shelley. Chris Sabin and Carl Anderson, very well matched. Beautiful back and forth. We then see footage of Kenny Omega and Don Callis talking on the bus while they're watching this match. Carl Anderson gains control and he slows the pace of the match right down. Carl Anderson swings Chris Sabin's leg hard, so Chris Sabin lands face first hard onto the apron. He is then being dissected by Carl Anderson. Carl Anderson and Chris Sabin inadvertently knock heads. That little downtime was enough for Chris Sabin to rally. He hits a tornado DDT out of the corner for a near fall. Carl Anderson with a spine buster for a near fall. Carl Anderson with a schoolboy holding the tights for the win. Really good match here. Really good match. We see Don Callis and Kenny Omega celebrating. Rich Swann comes out to talk to Carl Anderson. Carl Anderson then punches Rich Swann. The Motor City Machine Guns go after Carl Anderson, and we see Doc Gallows return. He goes after the Motor City Machine Guns. Kenny Omega enters and he takes out Rich Swann with one of those wet floor signs pretty fucking hard. He then shows him what a real title looks like. Kenny Omega then suggests that he and the Good Brothers team up to take on the Motor City Machine Guns and Rich Swann. Don Callis says he'll use his EVP powers and this match is on. Kenny Omega says, it's my world and you're just living in it. And that, my friends, is the end of Impact for this week. So I thought this was a really good episode, like I said when I started this show off. It's a shame that not too many people tuned in to watch it. I thought there were some excellent matches on here, some excellent storytelling. The Eric Young segments were pretty compelling. And then, of course, we get to see Kenny Omega and the Good Brothers reunite at the end. I thought that was really good. I love seeing Kenny Omega get in the action. I want to see him take out Rich Swann because I just don't like him. It's kind of a shame that it is the holiday season, because I feel like we're on a pretty good roll right now. And unfortunately, it's going to slow down a little bit in the next couple weeks. I think we're going to have some best of episodes. I'm pretty sure they're going to just be recapping for a little bit. I will make sure. I could be wrong. Don't quote me on that. That was just my understanding. I'm still going to be checking it out. If there's anything significant, I will definitely bring it to your guys' attention. I will definitely put out a show for that. I think it's been a really good wrestling week. I don't even include WWE in that anymore. But as far as Impact and All Elite went, I was pretty happy. I think this was a really good week. You guys know where to find me. I am on Facebook. I am Sunny Salem. My depression and anxiety page, Life in a Sunshower, is also on there. Check that out. Check out all of our awesome shows on Cheap Heat and Cheap Pops. We're consistent and we do some good stuff, people. Also, be on the lookout for some surprises coming your guys' way. We're working on some exciting stuff over here on this end. So take care of one another. Have a great rest of your day. And remember, it's all just one love.